Welcome back to the XY Podcast, the show where four college roommates, with the help of a male guest star, answer the women's burning questions about the male brain. I'm Delaney Wessel.
Hi, I'm Anna Conway.
And I'm Mia Flores.
And unfortunately, we are missing Libby today. She is sick. Hi, future Libby.
Hi, Libby.
We miss you. Today, we have some new guests here, some fresh meat, who is not a Century Singer. It's Anna's cousin, Jackson. Welcome to the show, Jackson.
Yay. Thank you. Great to be here.
Tell us a bit about yourself there, Jackson.
I'm a junior. I'm computer engineering major, and I'm on the club soccer team. About to sum up.
Very exciting. Okay, so as we ask all our stars here on the XY Podcast.
Stars.
Yes. Yeah. The first question.
Or victims.
Please prove to us that you are a man in an appropriate manner.
I like to fish and hunt.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Am I supposed to... Is that good? Does that qualify for your standards?
I don't know. Does that count?
I say I let it slide. Some have brought props, but yeah, you know, that'll work.
Okay. I mean, I like fishing, but I don't really like hunting. I don't know any girls that like to hunt. Well, maybe one. Yeah.
I think it's far and few.
I think sitting in the blind is fun, but and like shooting, that's kind of fun. But I don't like to actually like drag the dead animal away. But
would you prefer to drag the dead animal away, Jackson?
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of the fun, right?
Is it?
I mean, that's your proof you're a man.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
You walk away with your prize after hunting.
Oh.
That's part of it.
But it's dead.
What if it had a family?
What if he was on his way to his deer wedding?
The fact that I don't think that is what proves my statement.
You know what? You're right. All right. Okay, next question. Another one that we ask everyone. Would you rather be a pirate, cowboy, wizard, or a knight?
Got to be a cowboy, right?
Finally,
a
cowboy.
That was our most popular answer up until we actually started recording and asking the Century Singers. Everyone else had said cowboy.
What did they want to be, all the Century Singers?
Two knights.
Two knights, one wizard.
Two knights, a wizard, and then a knight that I convinced to be a wizard.
Yeah, so I don't really count that.
So yeah, that doesn't count.
So three knights.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like cowboy is just the most, just the coolest. There's nothing else to be said about it.
Like what flavor of cowboy? Are we talking cattle drives or like?
Or like the ones you see in like westerns, like.
Like John Wayne.
Like John Wayne. I mean, like, have you ever seen?
I can hear Mr. Flores cheering.
Yeah, he's screaming. Yeah.
You guys ever seen The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Yeah.
No.
No.
You haven't seen The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
John Flores
isn't my father, Mia. Like,
that's true.
Yeah, and I don't have brothers. Like,
I'm sure, I mean, my brother and my dad, they got into a phase, like, over COVID where they'd, like, read Westerns and, like, have, like, a little book club.
Well, but. Like, the most, like, Western movie that I've watched is, like, the four-hour one, like, Dances with Wolves.
Really?
Oh, my God, it's so boring. Sorry, Dad.
That's the only but, one. We live in Texas.
Oh, my gosh, he made me sit through that, and I was like, this is the worst. This actually sucks.
My brother is named after one of John Wayne's characters from
The
Searchers. Wow. My dad is so dedicated to the cowboy bit. Like, we have a John Wayne cardboard cutout. I'm not exposing you, Dad.
A John Wayne cardboard cutout?
Yeah,
like in your house?
Yep.
Is it just up all the time?
Yeah, he's in the corner of our John Wayne shrine room. Which
I can second that. I've been there.
Yeah. Why would I lie about this? Imagine me bringing people over, because that's where we go to hang out, because it's in, like, this little room away from everyone. And the first thing everyone says when they walk in, like, who's that? I have to explain. It's my dad's.
That's so funny.
Sorry, Dad. I don't mean to call you out in front of everybody, but it is kind of jarring.
Yeah. Well, my turn to call out my dad. He's the only man who's ever answered pirate when I've asked this question, and he has his, like, ocean beach-themed room upstairs, so maybe this is just a thing.
Is he a big Pirates of the Caribbean guy?
Nope. Just Jimmy Buffett.
Wow.
Just the biggest parrot head you've probably ever met.
That's true.
And he doesn't read, but he reads the Jimmy Buffett books. He was so devastated when
there
he died.
There are Jimmy Buffett books?
Well, he's written some.
Oh.
They're, like, autobiographies.
Like Jimmy Buffett, a legacy.
Yeah, well, he would probably read that too. Like, just And then the lake house is all themed. Like,
this is so off, this is kind of off topic, but I wish that Jimmy Buffett made a Jimmy Buffet, because that's like his name. But instead he made Margaritaville.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Margaritaville's fun.
It's the buffet at Margarita's.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffet. Jimmy totally Buffet. Would have hopped on that. Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Should have been his marketing.
All right. Is it my turn for a question?
Turn.
Okay, my question, Jackson. Oh, so when you're talking to your friends, we've noticed amongst guys, when they reference their friends, they call them my buddy. Do you do that? And, like, why do guys do that? Because I don't see any girl being like, oh, my buddy.
And it's never
Chelsea.
My friend. It's always my buddy.
Buddy.
Well, it's like buddy, pal, the fellas. It's just the lingo. It's just the current lingo. I don't know what to say other than that.
But, like, even, like, grown men, like, my dad will be like, oh, yeah, my buddy Phil.
When did you start saying my buddy?
I don't know, probably eighth grade.
Is that like a rite of passage?
I don't think I've ever heard my brother say my buddy.
I have heard your brother say
really?
My buddy.
Yeah, actually on multiple occasions.
Maybe I turned
ever since writing these
out.
Questions,
tune
I'm like,
it
oh,
out.
There it is.
I know, every I time remember. A guy says it, I'm like, oh, there it is again.
what is more appealing about my buddy than like, oh, that's my friend? Is it just more personable?
It simply just sounds cooler. Like, you're not going to, it sounds more formal to say my friend rather than like my buddy. That makes sense.
I guess. What do I say?
My friend.
I think I just say my friend.
Yeah. Oh, my friend, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the inflection. Like, I get.
So formal. It's way too formal.
So formal.
Way too formal.
Well, what's the girl version of my.
Maybe my girl?
My sister.
Ew.
That sounds kind of. No, 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 but like, oh. My
fellow.
Girl. I don't know.
I just say my friend.
You could still say buddy. I feel like buddy's a universal term.
I don't hear any
girls
saying my buddy.
I have never referred to any of my friends as my buddy.
The women watching, have you used my
buddy? Comment down below.
Maybe I'll try. Maybe I'll give it a test run. But I feel like I'm not. I don't know. Just something about it feels wrong.
Yeah, it's because I don't have a Y chromosome. But
it's true. That's why we're here.
That's why we have this show.
You just don't understand.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Man, we're not in the club. All right. So I did this on the first episode. I'd like to preface this question with the Aggie Honor Code, which is Aggies don't lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. So realistically, you're in a burning building.
Oh.
And how many people are you carrying out? B, can you shoot bad guys while doing it?
Well, every guy is going to say, like, the most amount of possible, and yes. But, like realistically, or, like...
Realistically. Like, there's 15, let's say 15 people in this building. How many are you getting out?
15. You got to shoot 15. High, right?
15.
While shooting people out.
Well, not 15 at once.
Yeah, not at once. You mean just, like, in the process
like trips.
Of the building?
Yeah. Oh,
You okay. watch the fire start, and you have until the fire consumes the building to get people out. You're getting all 15?
I'd like to think you'd get all 15 or die trying, right? Isn't that the right answer?
We always get die
so
trying.
Moral.
I know. Why does
die trying.
All of you wanted to die? I don't get it.
Everyone wants to have
a
final
help.
Stand. That's what every guy wants to. I mean, have you seen those clips like on Instagram? It's like
yes,
we were talking
like,
about
having
this
having
last
a final
episode.
Stand.
We were literally talking about this last time because
it's always a clip from like the Clone Wars.
That's exactly what we were saying.
Exactly.
That's what? So funny.
That was such a meta moment right
this is
there.
So groundbreaking.
We actually referenced like probably the exact video you're thinking of in our last episode.
Yeah.
Because the last guy said, "Plan A." Is, you know, have a family, get married, but plan B doesn't work out. Go die heroically in war. What do you think?
He's pretty spot on for, I think, every guy.
I don't get it. I'm not going to rehash this argument, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next question. So I was thinking about something to ask, and because I have seen in a lot of movies where it's, you know, a girl beats a guy in something, and then he's like, ooh, like, you know, oh, she's so cool. And then I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, no, that's so annoying. So, is it annoying or impressive if a girl beats you at something?
Along the lines of both. Number one, like, I'm very competitive, so, yeah, I'm going to be annoyed.
Same, yeah.
But I'm like, wow, they actually beat me at something, and I didn't let them win at it. That's that's pretty impressive.
Does it depend on the game or sport?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, if I'm getting beat at, like, soccer or basketball or, like, one of my main sports, then, yeah, I'm pissed. Like, I'm not even impressed, but.
Not even impressed. Don't even try.
But, like, yeah it depends. Okay. It depends on what it is, I'd say.
Okay, because my dad was like, nope, every time.
What if it's
annoying,
more of like a strategy
how dare
game?
She?
Oh. That's fair then.
Okay. I feel like I just, fair. I get mad at myself.
Yeah, for.
If I lose, I'm like, I should have had that. And then I think about it for the next 10 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
It's like Mia was probably thinking about something that happened when she was 12.
Yeah, I was surprised. Give me like 10 seconds, I could think of it.
That one time you lost a Monopoly to your little brother.
Yep.
Not moving over the last 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, Ashlyn, that's my sister for the viewers at home, consistently beats me at like chess and Monopoly. I'm pretty sure she's cheating, but but I'll beat her every time I Clue. Beat everyone every time I Clue. I love that game.
You are good.
You
at
must
that.
Be cheating.
Oh. All right. Let's play Clue after this.
All right. Oh. So Jackson, what is your craziest story from high school that you want to put on the internet?
Craziest that I want to put on the internet.
Yeah. Well, I thought I will preface with
disclaimer.
We're not forcing you. But we just want to know because I feel like a lot of guys. They start collecting their dad lore fairly young, from what I know.
That's true.
From my dad.
Personally,
my dad.
I haven't until college, I'd say, even think about building up my dad lore.
I guess so. I mean, when you're in high school, you're not really thinking about that. But, like, looking back, like, retrospectively.
Yeah, I feel like it just happens.
It does. Yeah. I don't know. One thing that I guess is, like, the only thing that would stick out to me was a basketball game against our rival school. I hit a buzzer beater.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
wow. What was it against?
It was against Broomfield High School.
Oh.
I don't think, yeah, I don't know if you would know, but.
That's a big deal, though.
Yeah. I feel cool about that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a cool moment. It was in overtime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They had been killing us the whole game. We sent it to overtime, and then they scored like 9 in a row. And then we came back. It was the last possession. Our main point guard at the time. Drove in, laid it up, and
Dang,
he missed. And then I was there to tip it in.
Rebound.
That's pretty huge. Yeah,
and that game.
What year was it?
Wait. My sophomore year.
Sophomore year.
Yeah.
Dang, new guy on the block. New guy showed him up.
Yeah. It's really exciting with all the like a big group of people. It's like it's different when it's like a little game, but it was a big game.
Was that like a Clone Wars moment for you? Like the last stand?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that exactly. Dying war, that's a pretty close second.
Exactly.
Well, then you got to walk around like, yes, that was me. Thank you. And all the parents are like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, wow. I'm sure your mom went crazy knowing
Aunt Pam.
Grandpa.
Papa.
I am. Oh, Papa was there.
He was there, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, I have a clip. It was over like Christmas break. When the game was, and they happened to be there, and I have a clip of the gym like went silent right before I tipped it in, and you can hear Papa like saying to the ball, like, get in there, and then
that's so cute,
it's so cinematic.
It is very cinematic. It was funny though, but yeah, I'd say that's the best dad lore from high school. Nothing else.
That's a good one
that I necessarily want to put on the internet or can remember. So
fair,
that's a good dad lore answer. Yeah. So my question, we've kind of talked about this, like, in our friend group. Like, we're hanging out with some of Anna's boyfriend's friends, and this conversation came up, and we talked about this with Thomas. So let's say you were getting married, and I'm asking this because I feel like as an athlete you'll have a sound opinion on this. Let's say your wife wants to get married on the championship game of your favorite sports team of all time, whatever that is. How do you approach this topic? What do you do? How do you break it to your friends? Because they were very passionate about this.
There were a lot of opinions.
Lots of opinions.
It was a good debate.
What yours is.
I mean, the first thing you got to do is try to negotiate a little bit. Like, listen, you got to understand. You got to understand. Barcelona Champions League final. I'm not missing that.
Getting church reservations is tough.
Yeah.
Like, would you push off your wedding?
It's the only time you can do
it. Would you push off your wedding?
Push it off for like another year?
That's a really tough question. Like, it's like, I mean, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You'd push off your wedding for a whole year or a month?
I mean, ideally a month, but I mean.
Also, what team are we talking about here? Who's your,
who is this?
Championship final are you envisioning in this?
Is this A&M versus TU? What is this?
Not quite. But
it's, yeah, because that was Tristan's.
Oh, yeah.
That was his dad. I can see that being Tristan's for sure. It's probably FC Barcelona soccer club in Spain.
Oh.
Playing in the Champions League final.
Okay.
Yeah, or the USA in the World Cup final. That would be another big one.
Would you have that game on during your reception and when?
Yes, and at all times.
At all times.
At all times.
Yeah, maybe I can sneak a little screen in the back corner of the church when I'm getting married, so I can know what's going on during the game.
Well, what if one of your best buddies, he's getting married, and you're in the wedding, but this game is also on. What are you doing? Let's say
I feel like
his parents are like giving their speeches. This game's happening. What are you doing? Are you watching the game?
I'm watching the game because I mean, at the end of the day, like, I feel like my buddy would understand. Like, yeah, it's the team.
And it's the team.
Can't you just watch it afterwards?
No, because then
you're not there.
Even if you refrain from all spoilers, and you're going in as if it started.
It's like, different. Watching live sports versus watching like a recording is completely different. I don't know if you guys feel that way.
Well, you don't get spoiled. Just don't go on the internet.
Yeah, like even if you refrain from every single spoiler, and you just told yourself instead of at 6 o'clock, it's at 10 the next day. It just doesn't hit the same.
I couldn't gaslight myself into thinking that it hadn't already happened because I want to watch it when it happens.
Well, I mean, I understand like being there versus like watching it. Like, yeah, that's a different vibe. Even like the next day, that doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Okay. Man. All right.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, Thomas's answer. He said that football and sports enhances the experience of the wedding. Those were his exact words.
That is a fantastic answer.
This is my brother, by the way.
Yeah, for context. Yeah.
Hi, Thomas.
I don't think you watched these.
We're trying so hard to get him on here. But he's like, it enhances the experience, like looking back on that. And it was hard to get him to talk about this because we were watching a football game as it was happening. So he was not all in the conversation.
Yeah, he was tuning in and out.
Yeah. That's a good answer, though.
Okay. My last question for this round, what kind of literature do you consume?
Literature?
Yes.
More like sports and like war.
Sports and war.
Yeah. War.
Yeah, like I read a bunch of like old like World War II, World War I novels, and then I'm reading a book about the 1980 Olympic hockey team, the USA now.
Is that a good story?
Have you guys seen Miracle, the movie?
Oh, great movie.
It's like one of my favorite movies of all time.
No. I'm sorry. I don't have a brother.
You would like it. It's a hockey movie.
It's a hockey movie.
Oh. Yeah. It's a good We should like watch hockey. It. I think you'd
you
like
should.
It.
That's
it's a good
one. Fantastic movie, but
I've heard that it's good. I don't know.
Just haven't watched it.
I don't know. I went through this phase growing up where I was like anything that was like for men or like for boys, I was like no. I don't do that cuz I'm a girl.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was like nope, that's for
Except
that's
for Star
and
Wars.
Cars. I was like
Star
that's
Wars.
For boys.
The Cars franchise.
Cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Unpopular.
Jackson loves the Cars
I know.
Franchise.
So I'm just going to.
For like 10 years.
I know. And so I'm just not going to say my opinion.
Fair.
Sorry. All right. Do y'all have any more questions or can we move on to pop culture?
Pop culture. How's time? Is it good?
I think we're good. I think we should move on. Though.
Okay.
Okay. Now it's time for the pop culture section of XY. So I hope you studied, Jackson. So who was the first winner of American Idol? She's pretty popular still.
Notable person.
She has not gone away.
I don't remember like anybody from American Idol that like finished. I just always remember like the funny ones from like the first bit of the show that get kicked out the first day because they were stupid.
But the auditions are the best part of the show.
If it helps, it was like 2004.
And it's a she?
It's a she.
I could not tell you. I wouldn't have the slightest idea.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I could have guessed that probably, but... Yeah, I feel like I watched like the, we would always watch like as a family, just like the first rounds, like of all the qualifiers. Is that what they're called?
Oh,
qualifiers.
When they first come up and they're like,
yeah.
My name's Jason. I'm from
Alabama. This is my sob story.
Then the elimination, like the qualifiers
to Hollywood or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't watch it. I also just watch the auditions, admittedly, but I know Kelly Clarkson is the first one.
Yes.
That's off the dome. That's off the dome for me. Even though I don't think I've watched a full season of American Idol ever.
Yeah, no.
Start to finish.
Yeah, me either.
I just watch like the top 10 worst auditions and call it a day.
Top 10 worst The Voice and American Idol auditions.
I don't know. I got like really excited about it when I was little. I was like, Mom, we have to go watch American Idol. She was like, why? Same with like Dancing with the Stars. I'd be like, Mom, let's go watch Dancing with the Stars. And she did not put it on very frequently because she doesn't watch that stuff. But I like it.
I understand American Idol. The Dancing with the Stars, I never understood the.
So you're not watching Dancing with the Stars right now?
What's going on right now?
Going on right
now. Very exciting.
Yeah. It is. It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Unfortunately, they had to take a break for the election. I was very upset.
Yeah. I was upset.
Brutal.
I was like, put them side by side so that I can vote for president and who I want to stay.
Yeah. Put it on NBC, CNN, Fox News.
Yeah.
Split screen.
Yeah. Split screen. That's what I'm saying.
That's
why?
That's what we were saying.
I can vote for Danny and for president.
I feel like that would have like decreased discourse online a bunch if they just put on Dancing with the Stars for everybody. It's like having the Subway Surfers in the background.
Exactly.
Maybe they should have restructured the election like Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Text Kamala to...
You can only vote 10 times.
10 votes per candidate.
All right, Anna.
Okay. So, Jackson, this is, again, something that's off the dome for girls, I know. So... can you name two celebrities with their own makeup line?
Ooh.
Because a bunch of celebrities are doing that now.
I was there's a lot.
That's the thing to be doing right now.
Their own makeup line. Well, yes. I know the...
Yes.
Is it, what, Kylie or Caitlyn Jenner?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
Yep. Yep.
And then, I don't know, I'd have to think. I mean, I know... Like, Johnny Depp is, like, the face of, like, a makeup company. That's not, like, considered
his own. Well, that's cologne. Yeah. And those are just ads. Yeah, that doesn't count.
I didn't, like, make it.
I don't know if I could name another one, to be honest.
They're pretty big celebrities. I feel like you could guess.
Think female singers.
Yeah.
Female
singers.
That's the pipeline, is become a singer.
Taylor Swift probably has one, right?
No,
actually.
She used to have a fragrance.
Oh, Wonderstruck. Dude, I love Wonderstruck.
Back in 2010, I had a Wonderstruck.
I had a Wonderstruck.
I had the little ball
I also had Incredible
thing,
Things.
The rolly thingy.
Yep, I had a rolly thing of Incredible Things. I still have it somewhere in the abyss. That is my childhood bedroom.
The abyss. No takers.
No takers, yeah. Just got the one.
Rihanna.
Ariana Grande. Okay.
Selena Gomez.
I was going to say Selena. She's the rare beauty one. Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez. She's still around. I feel like she's been around for like 20 years now.
They have the Wizards reboot now.
Yeah,
the Wizards
new.
Of really? Waverly Place reboot.
Really? Just started. Yeah. Like a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like just so aired? Bizarre.
With David Henry, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've actually never watched that either.
Oh, I was obsessed with
you know what we're learning about Delaney? Jam. Delaney does not consume media.
That was my show.
I love Wizards of Waverly Place.
I remember I get home from dance class. I was like in fourth grade and I had to watch like the Alex versus Alex.
Yep.
I was like, oh yeah.
I just wasn't allowed to watch Disney Channel.
The old Disney Channel was the best.
I know. My mom didn't want me to watch Phineas and Ferb because it would make me too sarcastic.
Really?
I have since watched all.
Look
of
where
Phineas
you are now, Delaney.
Yeah. No, I'm like, well, that worked out well. So.
Who's excited for the reboot of Phineas and Ferb?
I am excited for that. Actually,
I'm cautious.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
Well, I know Dan Pavemeyer's on it, so.
Can't
hopefully
be that bad.
He'll keep it true to its core.
So is Dan Marsh. I think they both are.
They are?
All the original cast as well.
Wow.
Aw, that's cute.
That's adorable.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
TBD.
All right. So this is topical. You know, there's been a lot of talk of this in recent times. Rest in peace to one of these members. But can you name all five members of One Direction?
One of them's names is Neil... or something like that.
Niall. I'll give it to you.
That's
Niall.
Close.
I'll give it to you.
If he was born in America.
One of them's name is Zane.
Yes.
It's true.
You're
missing a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Harry. The biggest one. Yep.
I forget. He's like so much on his own now that I forget that he was in One Direction.
Yeah. The one who just died.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The one who, yeah.
Oh, I saw so much on this. And I don't even remember his name. I feel so bad.
R.I.P.
Dang. You know what? I was going to make a joke, but that's really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one more, though. You're missing one.
Yeah. Arguably the hardest one.
Yeah.
No offense.
Think British names.
Yeah.
British names.
Yeah, you could probably
I know
guess.
That narrows
could be
it down.
A French name.
Is it French? Oh, I guess it is French. I was thinking about like the royal family.
Charles.
I don't know.
Too British.
Too British. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like moderately blank on the last one.
Liam Payne, who just died.
Liam.
And Louis
Tomlinson.
Louis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah,
rest Louis in peace, French. Liam Payne.
Louis French. But isn't one of the kids in the royal family named Louis?
Maybe the third
I
one.
I think the third one.
Kate
the
Middleton yes. and William.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's... Oh, shoot.
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Louis.
And...
This would be a good question. For
the I know. Section. Oh, my gosh. I know this.
George.
George. Yes, George. Yes. Of course, the typical...
The future king.
Right, yeah. The future king. Very exciting. Okay, so that concludes the pop culture section. Now, Jackson, it is time for X Explain. You have some questions for us, I assume.
I do. So, I have a couple.
All right. Okay. We're ready.
All right. Well, my first question, not to be very, not to hate on anybody or anything, but what is the draw towards the Hallmark movies?
Oh.
Because
I like them.
From my perspective, like, yeah, it's like all, you know, cutesy or whatever. But, I mean, no offense to any of the Hallmark people, but the actors are almost never good from my experience.
Yes. And yeah. I think that's part of it.
It is. Just like the most cringy thing, just everything that happens. I mean, maybe that's just being a guy, but like, what is the draw to the bad movies? Just because they're like all holiday-y and
I don't know. At least for me, I think sometimes it's fun to hate on them, like to watch them and rip on them a little bit. Like, this is so funny. But I think, at least for me, sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, like they're just cute. And I think, wouldn't it be nice if like, I went to this small town and this like attractive lumberjack was just obsessed with me. And then we made pies and like made snowmen and snow angels and we just hung out during Christmas time and then we got married. I don't know. Like it's just like the aesthetic.
Yeah.
And just like the delusion is fun.
I used to like be, I don't know, because my mom has always loved watching Hallmark, so it was always on. During Christmas in the July, and then it was always on, like, after Halloween, like, in
your
December.
Mom was watching Christmas in July when I was at your house.
That's what she does. And, you know, it used to, like, annoy me, because I was just like, oh, like, I can't even tell the difference between the acting in this Hallmark movie, and then, like, when the medication prescription commercial comes on after. I can't tell that we've actually transitioned to the commercials. But now I'm just like, oh. Like, Hallmark, it just reminds me of being at home. And it's just, like, I don't really watch it. But it's nice ambiance to have, I will say. Because I'm not really paying attention to what's going on. Because I can probably predict the plot, you know.
Yeah, I don't like, have to pay attention. That's what I
busy girl from the city. She, you know, has a startup company. And then all of a sudden she has to move to some small town named Pine Cove. And then this, like, 6'2" man has to tell her about the meaning of Christmas. And she needs to take off her... her, you know, suit coat and she just has
and
to
live
let,
a little.
Yeah, live in the spirit of Christmas.
Exactly. And then the movie ends.
Yeah, and then they kiss
and now they're in love.
And it fades to black immediately after that.
See, that's another thing is it's always so predictable. That is the plot of
every
single...
Well, I think that just fits the... That's just the aesthetic.
Here's my two cents. So my mom is Hallmark fiend. She's probably the number one Hallmark consumer. It is always on. They are always recorded. And she says she likes it because she gets sad. She knows it's going to end good, so she doesn't have to be sad. She knows exactly how it's going to end, so she doesn't have to run the risk of watching it and not like the ending, because the ending's all the same.
Does your mom hate, like, horror movies and any thrillers?
And
everything?
That's where I come in, because I don't like Hallmark movies at all. But I only watch horror movies and thrillers. So it annoys me that, A, the acting's terrible, and I know exactly how it's going to end. I could read the title and tell you exactly the plot of the movie.
Exactly.
So
it's fun.
I don't know. If my mom's watching it, I'll sit there with her and suffer in silence or audibly voice my concerns. But I never have the hankering for a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Because I watch one. I watch them all. No offense to all the middle-aged women out there. I love y'all. But
it's funny because, like, my mom does not watch these movies, but you know who watches the Hallmark Channel? My great-uncle Tony. Thank you, Uncle Tony, for being probably the one who's keeping the Hallmark Channel on TV, because that's all he watches. And it's really funny.
I feel like there's either, like, I guess that's not true, because it's not really the fans or the haters, because I'm kind of in between. I'm not a hater. Would I put it on? I never think to, but maybe I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, you know, something I do like about it is I feel like every girl likes the Christmas town aesthetic. Like, I would love to go to one of those little shop towns all covered in snow.
Yes.
Oh. I like that. But, you know, so maybe I'd watch one and just turn the audio off. Like, appreciate the scenery. But no,
that's fair.
You got to go to Santa's Wonderland. That's what it's like the whole time there.
I do want to go.
Ah, wow.
It's here, right? Is it off, like, Highway 6 or something?
Mm-hmm. The Century Singers have to go sing there, like, every year. And then we get in the park for free. And so I just run around in the fake snow and, like, buy a hot chocolate. I'm like, wow, it's Christmas in Texas.
It's, like, the one thing that College Station has besides A&M that I feel like draws people in.
Yeah. I think it's fun. Anyway, next question, Jackson.
Next question. Mm-hmm. I guess this is more of a basic one, but it's along the lines of shopping.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I feel like, you know, the typical thing is, you know, the girls go to shop and the guys find the comfortable recliner there and, you know,
get the boyfriend chair, as I call it.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Costco recliners.
My question is more of, what is the draw to spending copious amounts of money as many times as you can shopping?
Well, I feel like there's many layers of this because I feel like there's the trends and you want to shop to get the things everyone else has. And then you also have your own interests. And then some people shop solely for the fact that there could be some things on sale. And so I might buy this at a later date. I'm looking at you.
I'm actually like
sale rack merchant.
Yeah, I'm actually like notorious for spending the most money and like being a problem. Well, because I can just like math my way to anything.
She
Not
can.
Really. I'll be sitting there and I'm like, you know, I bought Mia a drink with my drink yesterday. That means that I already spent that $5. But when she gives it back to me, I will have now made $5, which I can now spend on something else.
So you just gaslight yourself into shopping.
Do not take me to Barnes & Noble. Do not take me to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah,
because I
we
can
went
never
there to
not
study last weekend. She spent like $60.
Okay, listen. They were limited edition, hardcover, sprayed edges, beautiful. It was like One Dark Window, Two Twisted Crowns, the duology that I've been meaning to read. I was going to buy it anyway. But they're limited edition. I have to get them when they're
There's just
the
some
pretty
kind
ones,
of adrenaline
so
rush that comes
yes,
when you shop.
A little dopamine hit. I'm like, oh.
And, you know, okay. The thing about girls is that if it's something you really want, it's not going to go away anytime soon. So when you're in the store and That's you true. See it and you're... the object of your desires, you're like, do I want to go home and think about what could have been? Mm. And then you start girl mathing. You ask your friends, hey, math this for me. You're like, well, like if I'm buying this overpriced Starbucks cup, think of how many plastic cups I'm saving by refilling this over and over again. You know, I can take it to class. I can refill it here. You know.
And you'll use it so many times that every use is, like, going to be under a dollar. And when it's under a dollar, it's free.
That's true.
And then eventually I will have paid off what I spent on said item because I'll have used it so much.
I'm so sorry, Dad. My dad hates when I do this. Like, if you're watching this, Mr. Stuart Wessel, I'm so sorry. You didn't hear this.
What about for, like, clothes shopping in particular? Because, I mean, I understand, like, you know, you buy a, you know, nice cup. Get it refilled, you're saving money.
Clothes are tough.
Whatever.
I feel like you either go in with like no expectations and you think of the things you like that's dangerous. That's when you end up spending $200. Or you might go in with a mission like, okay, I need this type of top,
right?
Mm-hmm. Period. I'm trying to find something. Or I'm trying to shop for vacation. Usually I end up kind of procrastinating my shopping and then I shop right before a vacation. And then those are my clothes for that season for the next few years. But
yeah. And every once in a while you go in your closet and you look at all your clothes and you're like, I have nothing.
This I don't is wear these.
Even though it's like a closet or two full.
Yeah.
That's where it
it's an obscene amount.
My
it's
mind,
so mind boggling to talk to my boyfriend about my clothes because he doesn't understand that I'm like, I don't have anything to wear. But he's like, you literally have so much clothes. But a lot of them I just need to give away. And also a lot of them are like, they're just seasonal. Like, I can't
buy it and then wear it one time and then let it rot in the back of the closet.
Well,
I try not to do
that. I try not to do that.
There's things that.
I'm not a celebrity, so I don't, there's no sweat off my back if I repeat an outfit.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, who cares?
I try to avoid wearing the same outfit with the same group of people. Like family events where I only see them every so often.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I repeat outfits all the time. It also depends on where you're shopping. Like, yes. Target is a black hole.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter what you're going in there for. You're leaving with more than
that's
you expected.
That's true.
Yes.
That could be true. Well, that's how my mom is.
I really enjoy, like, Altered State and stuff, but those stores are really expensive, so I force myself to only buy from the sale rack. And I can get stuff that was originally, like, $70, $80 for, like, $10. Now I'm saving money. So now I can spend more money exactly. in the sales section yeah. because I'm saving all that money. Do you see exactly. what I'm getting at?
It's a dark hole to go down. That's all I have to say.
It is.
Big rabbit hole. Whiteboard.
I know. It's kind of a problem.
At least you recognize it.
I know. But
the
I'm
first step.
I have a job. It's not like I'm just spending money I don't have.
It's true.
Fair.
Yeah. My main problem is Barnes & Noble, I'll be real. I need to stop buying books, but I can't.
So your problem store is Barnes & Noble. What is your guys'
yes, 100%.
Problem store? You go in there, you got to buy everything.
Mine's the Target, like, vinyl and CD section.
Oh, that's fair, actually.
Yeah, I can't stop. Or Half Price Books vinyl and CD section. It's really bad. I start, like, itching. And
oh, yeah.
I put stuff in my cart, and I just watch it. And I'm like, that's so much money. That's so much money. That's so much money. And, oh, I'm at the register.
Yeah. I don't really know. What do y'all think mine? I don't know.
The grocery store?
Honestly, yeah. Like,
H-E-B?
The snacks. That's why I get my groceries on the curbside.
Because
when
I go
in
there, I just end
when
up
I go in there, I buy so much food. And then I'm like, I'm going to ration this through a week or two. And then I just eat it all. It's really bad.
A close second is GameStop. Or like any kind of somewhere that sells video games. So I will always justify wasting money on video games. It's really bad.
No, my other one is TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
Are you not aware of TJ Maxx?
I know TJ Maxx.
Okay.
I got a Wes Welker jersey there when I was like 10 for like $50, which is really cheap for a jersey.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's magical. Yeah. You go in there and you're like, wow, all the stuff is already on sale, so now I'm really saving money. And then I go in there and then I walk out with like karaoke machines and things I
don't need.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't need it. My father would think
so
I don't need
money
it.
Money on it.
Exactly. Like, I'm saving so much money.
It's worth it. If you
it's
ever,
worth it.
Like, if the opportunity closed itself in the future to buy it, you know, you're saving money then.
But then, if the opportunity closed, then you would have money. So.
You would have made money to spend on
other
stuff.
Things.
But yeah, that's my point is you wouldn't have spent that money just because it's on sale. You would still have that money rather than
to
if you went into TJ Maxx.
To spend. Because I've already, in my mind, I've designated it as spend money.
Right.
There needs to be a little bit of a saving aspect of this thought process. Just a little bit.
Slightly.
Why?
You don't go into your save money. There's spend money and save money.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm taking you on a journey. I don't tap into my save money, but if I've designated it as spend money, like there's no stopping me.
Okay. Yeah. If I was going to spend the money anyway, I might as well spend it. Why have money if not to give it away?
We're just helping the economy.
Very.
That's what I tell myself every time, actually. I'm like, I'm boosting
the
economy right now.
Well, also, like, you're saving money just to spend it on something else.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moral of the story is don't take me to Barnes & Noble or Half Price Books.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you, Jackson, for being a great guest. And thank you so much for listening to XY. You can follow us on social media at XY Podcast. Submit your questions to xypodcastinfo@gmail.com. And visit our website, it's thexypodcast.com, for more information on being on the podcast or getting your question featured. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And give us a follow on Spotify so that you never miss an episode. And until then.
Until then, keep questioning, keep laughing, and remember, guys, please put the toilet seat down.
So true.
We'll see you next time on XY. Your different